In what I think is fair to say is a first in the 25-year history of Only a Game, we're going to close out this week's show by dropping in on the state Senate race in Connecticut's 12th district. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
This is what it sounds like trying to keep up with Republican state Senate candidate Adam Greenberg on the campaign trail.
They can't quite get the dramatic effect on the radio.
Greenberg definitely isn't the first or only candidate to run up and down driveways to knock on as many doors as possible, but he's probably faster than most.
You were known for your speed, right?
Yep. Good luck.
He was. The 37-year-old Greenberg spent 12 years playing professional baseball. One season, he stole 53 bases. But even more than his speed, Adam Greenberg's baseball career is defined by a single moment. If it hadn't happened, he might not be running for office now. And he says it comes up every day he's out campaigning.
I mean, I always say, I'm Adam Greenberg, I'm running for state senate, I grew up here in Guilford, I live in Brantford, played Major League Baseball, and then they usually get that little look. They go, who'd you play for? Once I start getting that, I'm like, I'm the guy. And they look at me and they're like, you're the guy? Yep, I'm the guy that got hit.
Back on July 7th, 2005, Adam Greenberg's baseball career wasn't yet tied to a single play. He was a 24-year-old outfielder in the Chicago Cubs organization, a promising prospect on the team's AA affiliate, the Diamond Jacks. On this particular evening, Greenberg and his club wrapped up a series in Kodak, Tennessee.
And the team that I was on, they were going down to Jacksonville, Florida on a, my God, 12-hour bus ride. And myself and Matt Merton, who were two outfielders on the team, were told, you're going to stay behind and you might get a call to go to AAA, or you're going to get on a plane and fly to Jacksonville to meet the team.
So Adam and Matt were left to wait at the Days Inn. The Chicago Cubs were playing the second leg of a doubleheader. Adam and Matt turned on the game.
And we received a phone call from our agent who was representing both of us, and he said, root against the Cubs more than you've ever rooted against them in your entire life. So we didn't know why, but Matt and I started to kind of root against the Cubs.
The Cubs lost, and less than 15 minutes later, Greenberg's phone rang. It was Diamond Jacks manager Bobby Dickerson.
And he said, hey, can you do me a favor and put the phone on speaker? So I did, and Matt and I were kind of huddled up around the phone, and Bobby said, hey, guys, I just want you to know you're going to be flying to meet the team in Florida. And Matt and I looked at each other like, all right, okay, I mean, whatever. And then what he said next is, you're not coming to meet us, you're going to Miami, and you guys are going to be on the Chicago Cubs.
The Cubs were scheduled to play the Florida Marlins. The next morning, Greenberg flew first class for the first time.
They could have sat me on a little prop plane in a tiny little seat with three people sitting on my lap, and I would have been happy.
When Greenberg got to his hotel room in Florida, there was a bottle of Dom Perignon waiting for him.
I'll never forget, I had my suitcase, and I always used to leave it fully packed and just take out what I needed. Because in the minors, you're always like anticipating that you're going to get a call, you're going to go somewhere. And this time I took out all of my clothes because I said the first time I ever get to the big leagues is when I'm going to unpack and plan to be here.
Greenberg sat out his first game with the Cubs. He started the second game on the bench as well, but he had a feeling he was going to get a chance at the plate.
I had my bat with me basically the whole game, my batting gloves on.
Sure enough, in the ninth inning with the Cubs up two runs, bench coach Dick Pohl called over to him.
And he just says, Greeny, get a bat, you're hitting for the pitcher. And I'm like, bats attached to my hands. I don't need to get that. I just need my helmet.
As he stepped to the plate, Greenberg remembers thinking, be aggressive.
Yeah, Adam Greenberg, the youngster stepping in.
I remember everything vividly.
Greenberg, a lefty, was facing left-handed pitcher Valerio De Los Santos.
I remember the ball being released.
Right away, Greenberg says it looked like the ball was headed straight at him.
The thought was, oh my God, stay in here. Don't bail. Because this is my first major league at bat, first pitch. I don't want to see a curveball coming over and me bailing out for strike one.
But then he realized the ball wasn't curving.
You need to get out of the way. Obviously, it was already too late. So I just turned myself into the catcher just to try anything to just get out of the way of it. And that was That was when it happened.
Oh, my goodness.
It caught the base of the helmet. That's why the helmet went flying. And the noise was the loudest, scariest noise, almost like a shotgun, right in your ear.
Boy, that was absolutely nowhere for him to go on that fastball.
And the scariest part was my eyes rolled in the back of my head, and I grabbed my head because based on the sound and where it hit and how much it hurt, I thought my head split open. And I said two words three times. I said, stay alive, stay alive, stay alive.
The trainers rushed onto the field.
And then they sat me up, the training staff sat me up, and they started asking me a couple questions. How many fingers? And then the last question, they said, where were you 2 days ago? And I said, without batting an eye, I said, I was in the minor leagues and I'm not going back. And they all started kind of laughing and like, all right, I guess he's all right.
Greenberg thought he was too. He walked off the field. He didn't even go to the hospital. But when he woke up the next morning, light bothered him. He says he couldn't eat. He tried to watch the Cubs' next game from the dugout, but he ended up having to retreat to the clubhouse to sleep. Still, doctors thought it was just a mild concussion, and Greenberg figured he'd be back on the field in a couple days. He went to his parents' house in Connecticut and tried to recover. And then something strange happened.
I tried to sleep, and I rolled over in bed, and my eyes went uncontrollably side to side. And then what followed was a migraine-type headache for the next few hours. So it was at that moment that I'm like, I don't know what the heck's going on with me. This isn't good. And now I start looking at the timeline going, am I going to be all right? Not just in 3 days, but am I going to be okay?
Greenberg started experiencing vertigo, something he says he would struggle with for the next 2.5 years. He says his visual alignment was thrown off. He was sent to the Cubs training facility in Arizona. He eventually returned to the field, but not for the Chicago Cubs. He was back in the minors. And that next season, he batted just 209.
I wasn't the same guy.
Greenberg played in Double-A for the next 2 seasons. There were stretches when he felt like the hitter he used to be. But by the end of the 2008 season, he was out of the minors. He joined the Bridgeport Bluefish, an independent league team. It was looking like the only major league pitch Adam Greenberg would face would be the one that knocked him out of the big leagues. And because he'd been hit, Greenberg hadn't even recorded an official at-bat. Finally, in 2012, following a fan-led campaign, the Miami Marlins signed Greenberg to a one-day contract so he could get one at-bat as a major leaguer.
Swing and a miss, and he strikes out. But you know what? He made it back. He got his one at-bat, and the crowd comes to its feet again.
Greenberg retired from baseball after the 2013 season. Since then, he's been working as a motivational speaker. He wrote a book and runs a nutrition company. And he's been living in Connecticut with his wife, Lindsay, and 2 children.
I got knocked down, and the state of Connecticut is the same. The state of Connecticut is in a bad place. And I looked at it from that perspective of, okay, what can I do to help?
Up until 7 months ago, Greenberg says he wasn't affiliated with a party. He says he doesn't agree with either side's, quote, extreme views. But he chose to run as a Republican for a state Senate seat that's been held by Democrats since 2005. So these days, Adam Greenberg, former outfielder, is out on the campaign trail having conversations like this.
So our spending is out of control. You can't have the 6 highest gas tax plus tolls. You can't have 300 business or 9,000 business regulations and 300 taxes plus tolls. The cost of goods are going to go up.
And when we spoke, Greenberg didn't seem very interested in talking about President Trump.
I'm trying to run for a state office representing the 12th district. I don't really talk about anything on a federal level from a standpoint of what I'm going to be in charge or what I'm going to be trying to implement and trying to bring to politics.
Greenberg, whose signage is Cubs blue and red with a font that looks like it belongs on an old-time baseball uniform, says he often gets invited to join voters' rec league baseball and softball teams. But he declines. There hasn't been much free time ahead of Tuesday's election. This isn't exactly the place he expected to end up back in 2005 as he unpacked his suitcase in that Florida hotel room. But Adam Greenberg says he doesn't feel sorry for himself.
No. I mean, and that's not me just saying it. I really don't. Would I have loved, and I'm going to be honest, to have been a part of the Cubs World Series team? You better believe it. But that wasn't my path. So that's what I'm saying. I'm grateful for the gifts that I've been given.
That story came from Only a Game's Martin Kessler. We first read about Adam Greenberg's campaign for Connecticut State Senate in a New York Times article written by John Altavilla.